We are up to Simon Shin Ches Til Hilchas Mukta. We're up to Sif Lamed Ches. I want to move. There might even be a slight chance if we go really, really fast. I'm trying to head towards the end of the Simon. I don't know if we can make it, but let's try to get as close to that as possible. Sif Lamed Ches, which is page Kuf Yud in our edition, says as follows: Machnes Odomi Boyoyim Meloy Kuposi Offer Earth. Is Earth Mukta or not? So general Earth is Mukta. Earth is mukta. Rabbi said, you'll have to have a sand pit. Sand pit? Pardon? And therefore, sand pit mukta also. Mukta mutta. Sand pit for little kids to play in. Sand pit? Mutta. So, steht also, machnes odmi bodjum, loiku posi offa, umiachle keren zovis. You'll have to bring into your house earth. Remember, we're talking about the ground, the floor being earth. You're allowed to bring on before Shabbos some earth, and to designate a corner in the house, and without earth, which is in the corner of the house, you're allowed to do all its required purposes, such as, if you need some earth to cover, or if you're spitting and you need to cover it some earth, so you're allowed to take earth from there, as long as you designated some earth and you piled it up on the corner of your house. Avol, but if you didn't designate it in a specific earth and you just put it around across and it's part of the earth of the house, it's part of the flooring, then it becomes bottle to the rest of the earth of the house, but also the tatlin becomes mukta. Therefore, if there is any fruit which are hidden in the choil, in the sand, it's not mukta. So the point being, and that's a critical point, that earth generally is mukta. So is sand. And so, but if you designated mibodyan before Shabbos, it's not mukta. Therefore, if a person's got a sand pit, for instance, the halacha is going to be general sand, which in the beach is going to be mukta. Sand on the beach is mukta. You're allowed to take sand from the beach and hold it, it's mukta. But what you're allowed to do, you're allowed to take before Shabbos, you're allowed to take some sand there, and if you put it in the sand pit, you know, put it in the box, you put it in anything before Shabbos, and then it'd be mukta to play with. It's not mukta. It's not mukta. But random sand or earth is mukta. Here also, if you're taking earth before Shabbos into your house, and you pile it up in the corner of the house, it's not mukta. Sif Lamed Test. Also, letaltal beimachayev. That's very important. Halachas of animals on Shabbos. How animals mukta? Yes or no? Animals mukta?
Yes.
Yes. Mukta. Why not? Why can you not designate it before Shabbos? This is my cat. Why not? So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Also, letaltal beimachayev. If any animals, including birds, are mukta. Nevertheless, you are allowed to take a bowl and cover it, put it upside down. It's a sal, a basket or a bowl, and you're allowed to turn it upside down. If you're working before the chickens, little chicks, in order for them to have a good time and go up and slide down, you're allowed to take a bowl and turn it upside down for the chicks to have a great time. Yeah, that's nice. But if there's a chick on that bowl, you're not allowed to lift up the bowl and do anything with it, because that would be mukta. But yes, an animal is mukta. Now this is important. Why is an animal mukta? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Vav, second wide line, tells us and explains. Also letaltel ten bichlal mukta keitzim vavonim. It is like wood and stone. Teheim loy chozu, which is another word for saying that they are not roi, which is another word of saying they are not a keli. That's the point. It's not a keli. Something, you can be miyachad something into a keli. Miyachad something for ishtamshon Shabbos if it's a keli. But an animal is not a keli. And therefore, it's going to be a mukta. There's nothing you can do about it. An animal is mukta. Whether it's a cat, a dog, an elephant, it's mukta. It's not a keli. So therefore, there's nothing you can do about it. And Mishabur goes out so fast. Even if the animals will cause a great damage. Such as if you've got a bird flying around, on the vessels, they may break it. You've got a bird that ended up in your house and it's flapping around, flying around your dining room. You know it's going to break things on the way. Nevertheless, also you're allowed to catch it. Never mind the problem of tzod, of hunting and catching an animal, even the holding an animal is mukta, but his mukta, it's mukta. even if it's a completely domesticated animal, which is completely used to the house, it's nevertheless, it is mukta, the su end boy mishim chashash tzeda, kubit is not tzeda. Afiloch, nevertheless, litlam by yadayim, to hold it with your hands is also mishim mukta. Rather, lo yafrichen, no me'aleim, you can chew it away, that's fine, you can make it fly away. But to hold it is, it's also because it's mukta, even if there's no problem of tzeda. What about the, what about animals like parrots and things like that, which are in the, like in a cage? So they are there any better, or does that make a difference or not? You've got this fancy parrot, which is in a cage, is mukta or not? Make a difference? No difference. The cage, you're right, the cage would be mukta anyway. Well, not necessarily, but might be okay. But no, the animal, you want to move it, you want to hold it, you want to stroke it. Oh, stroking is not a good example. You want to hold it. What else is in the cage, you want to hold it? Would it be mukta or not?
Why would it be any different?
Exactly, you're right. And that's what the poskim say. They do point out, and they stress and emphasize that even animals which are in the cage and are domesticated, whatever it is, beautiful animals, they are still mukta, and they're not allowed to move them at all. What about a fish tank? Is a fish tank mukta?
Yes.
Yes, it is. A fish tank is mukta. A fish tank certainly is mukta.
Why would it be different to a child?
Very good.
So you're asking, the
answer is because a human is not, he's never going to be mukta. It's not mukta. A human has a certain, I don't know if it's got to do with chanoesis, that's what we're going to see later, or even without it, the human is not something which goes into the world of mukta. Animals is different because it is something which has a certain, which normally would have a certain ishtamshus, but yet it's not a keli, and therefore it does become mukta. But that leads us to a similar shaila, which is the what about dogs which are blind dogs? We've spoken about blind people's dogs in the past.
Blind dogs.
Yes, how do you say that?
Guide dogs.
Good. Thank you very much. Guide dogs, which hopefully wouldn't be blind. otherwise, they'll need a guide dog themselves.
Guide cat.
Guide cat. Yeah. So what's the halacha of a guide dog in terms of mukta? We've spoken about fascinating Tshuva Rav Moshe as to whether you're allowed to bring it into shul. Famous Tshuva Rav Moshe. We've spoken about generally about having on the lead. We spoke about all that. But now let's talk about this guide dog being mukta or not. Can it be held? Pardon?
No mukta.
Why?
Got a shamshus.
Very good. Very, very good. It's got a shamshus. Very good. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted, and I believe Rav Moshe also holds that. That it is not mukta. Here it becomes like a keli. I don't know if it's true to say it's mamash a keli, but it's close enough to a keli. It's got a certain ishtamshus. It's not mukta. So yes, a guide dog chiddush of the achronim. Shlomo Zalman Rav Moshe hold that a guide dog is not mukta.
A normal dog is mukta.
Yes. Yes. See, Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch continues. Kol behem chayv oif medadim ois som bechotzer. Now, see, if Mem goes and speaks about a medadim ois som bechotzer, medadim means to help, to support an animal who is struggling to go, or at least struggling to go the right direction. So you're allowed to help it and support it and guide the animal and support it in a way if it's in a chotzer. Dehayinu shoyches betzavarom, that you're holding it in its neck. If it's stodim and on its side, and you push it, you help to walk. If the animal needs it and requires it, will that provided? You're not allowed to hold, lift the animal in a way that its legs are lifted from the ground altogether, because the muktzimay. Because as we said earlier, animals are mukta. Also, you may not hold, lift, and move an animal. But you are allowed to guide it and push and support it into certain directions. So to hold it all together, to lift it up is also. But to push it, to be medadid or yisam is muta. Also letaltalam, they're also. Or chutz metana goyles besides chickens. Shen medadid or yisam. Chickens, you're not allowed to be medadid. You're not allowed to support it and to push it. Why is that? Because automatically, as soon as you touch it, it starts to flap and starts to fly off. Automatically, by definition, you're going to be holding the chicken, which that again is also. So other animals, you can push, support, guide, schlep, that's fine. as long as you're not holding and lifting it. But a chicken is different, because a chicken, as soon as you start like giving it a bit of instructions where to go, automatically it's going to start flying off and you're going to be holding it, and therefore you're automatically going to be holding a muktzah. And that's why it's also, chickens also. That's from minoritz. A chicken will lift up itself from the ground. And you're going to be carrying and moving and holding mamash the muktzah chicken. So you're allowed to push it from its back. If you manage to push a chicken from its back, that's mutter. With your head, kadesh tikonis, in order to go to be guided into its right place. So again, a chicken, you're not to be medalded a chicken. You're not allowed to push into certain direction because it's muktzen and you're automatically going to be holding it. But just to push it from the back, give it a good thing from the back. So that it's mutter, because that's not called medalla, that's fine. You're not going to end up holding the muktzah. That's fine. Chicken, even chickens are mutter to that. And that leads to Sifmem Aleph, is your question. Sifmem Aleph. Ha'isha, top line of page 220. Ha'isha, a woman, medalla is b'no. So whilst we just discussed animals of being medadate. An animal, with regards to a child, or isha, a woman, medado is b'no, afir b'rushu serabim, and a woman, a mother, can push her son, even a rushu serabim, with vlad, shaloi segereu. You're not allowed to schlep a child, but you're allowed to be medadate as a child. So there's a bit of a difference. To be medadate a child is to, like, guide it in a certain direction. Yeah, to lead it in a certain direction, that's fine. But to schlep it, to be megare the child, that's also. You're not allowed to. And the reason is going to be clear in a minute. Hello, Shimakbeo, Raglo Yachas, but you're allowed, because the child should lift up one leg, Achas, Venir, Hashnia, Haloritz, and then place the second leg on the floor. Vish on the leon, it should lead, it should stand on that second leg, Hach Yachser, until he has to always have one leg on the floor, and that's mutter with the child. But once you've got a situation, you have supported the child in a way that both legs are off the floor, what are you doing?
Carrying.
Carrying. And that's also, you always have to ensure that one leg is on its floor. So you're allowed to push the child who's struggling to walk, or who's not wanting to walk. So you're allowed to guide it and push, but you have to just watch it that it's not lifted, because if it's lifted, you're carrying. So when medalded a child is mutter, but just watch it, you're not carrying the child, because that's obviously also. So that's nothing with Elchis Mokzah, that's actually with the Gospel Elchis carrying. You're allowed to carry a child in a Shosarabim, and in a Kamalis. And that's what the halach is that Sinfiz Malaf tells us. Interestingly, Mishnah Berurah Tzev Katan Kufn and Dalet goes into the halachas of Chayno Yisit Atzmoy. I believe that's what you mentioned, that it says that you're not allowed to, some people say Chay, Noise es atzmoi, which is a rule that we find in Masechet Shabbos, that chai, a living being, noise carries es atzmoi itself, which is true. Generally speaking, a person lifts itself up, a person lifts itself. And based on that halacha, there is no issur in a Torah, that is, of chai noise of lifting, of carrying a human. Because chai noise es atzmoi, if you lift up a person who's really lifting itself to some extent. However, that's only midoraisa, midrabbanon is an issa, even by chai noise es atzmoi is an issa to carry. So therefore, if a person carries a child, midoraisa, chai noise es atzmoi, midrabbanon is an issa. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Kufn Nun Dalet. Either way, to take a child on its shoulder, you can't say chai noise es atzmoi, that's a complete misinterpretation of the halacha. Certainly you can't put a child on the shoulders and walk like this in the Rishus Rabbim or Kamelis, because that's certainly included in Issa. But he says that if people don't listen, then don't bother telling them. Mutav shishog again. Now, there is an interesting shaila, a famous shaila by Reb Shloimeh Kluger. What's the halacha with regards to a child who Nebuch had lost his father, and he wanted to say Kaddish and Shul on Shabbos, and he couldn't walk all the way? Interesting, fascinating tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, widely quoted, that he wanted to say Kaddish and Shul, but he couldn't walk all the way. So the shaila was, can somebody carry the child into Shul to say Kaddish? That is interesting. Pardon? Oh, tell me more. Yeah. That's very interesting, Binyamin, what you're saying, that it's a shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah. However, the problem is that generally, Binyamin, when we say shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah, which is a true rule, generally when we speak about shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah, it's talking about one of those two shvusim being amir l'nochi. Shvus to shvus
B'makom mitzvah, which we say is muta, is only if there's, it's one of the two shvusim is, it's not performed by the yid, it's performed by the goy. So if you say, I tell a goy to switch off a light, that's a shvus to shvus, B'makom mitzvah, it's going to be muta. But if there's the yid over here carrying the goy, the yid carrying the child, and that would be, if it's a kamelis, it's not necessarily muta, but al derech habshat. Oh, so that would be certainly muta. That would be shvus to shvus. Yeah, that would be shvus to shvus. Now, but they were talking about a scenario that a yid would carry, and here there's an interesting tshuva of Shlomo Kluge, which is very controversial. Many achronim disagree with that, including a Moshe Farish, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that advice. But the Shlomo Kluge has an approach to say that it would be muta because of various tzirufim, that a person is allowed to carry a child into a shul, because melachshin tzuch legufa additional etera. But again, it's very controversial, psak, and most poskim disagree with that of Shlomo Kluge, but it is widely quoted. Moving on to the next halacha, which is Seif Mem Beis. This is against natural instinct, I think, and against good chinuch practice. Something which is mukta, muta ligaboy, you're allowed to touch something which is mukta. Contrary to popular belief, you're allowed to touch mukta. Yeah? You're allowed to touch mukta. Muta davar shu mukta, muta ligaboy. You're allowed to shackle it. You're allowed to move it. Mukta is a tiltul, contrary to popular belief. It's not issa to touch. But if you're shaking it, if you're moving it, that's the issa. But it's to touch something. If somebody walks past and he touches a car, I'm not saying you should do that, but it's not over on issa that bottle of mukta. People walk past and touch a car. If you start shackling it, then it's a bit more of a problem. But just to touch mukta is not issa. And that's, I think, against what people often believe. But it says, Mefurosh, Tovo Shehu Mukta, Muta Liga, but you're allowed to touch something which is a mukta item. Hubilvat, provide Shalei Yemin Anea. But you may not shackle it, you may not shake it, Hafilu Viktos, even a little bit. See, if Mem Gimel tells us, Muta Letalt and Mukta Ledin Eficha. What about blowing a mukta item? Blowing an item. You've got this really expensive pen. Pun? Oh, very good. You want to blow it off. Or perhaps even without Tzerech Gufa Mekoyim. So blowing is muta. Muta letalt and muktzah din eficha. To blow something is muta. Yeah, even if it's not Tzerech Gufa Mekoyim. See, if Memdala tells us, Kili Sheni Sere...
What's the difference between Kafar Yad and Tilting?
Yes, it is slightly different. They have a lot of common points, but Kalach Yad is something which generally the expression is used for the Reiser. Anything which is a deraisa, if you do it in an irregular way, that is down to the rabbonim, because melechas machshavas asal toin, that becomes on the rabbonim level. So writing with your left hand is on the rabbonim because it's kelach hayad. What else would be a typical kelach hayad? Carrying something, moshus l'roshus in your shoe, is kelach hayad. It's an own way of carrying something, and that's kelach hayad. However, when it comes to mukta, the specific the tiltu melatzat, and Tiltum and Atzal is something specific to us to Mukta, and there is a lot of similarities, but it's not really, looking at it very carefully, it's not really the same halacha. Good. Seif Mem Dalet, Kli Sheni Sere Raya, you've got a vessel which is slightly broken, it's slightly damaged, it's worn and it's broken a little bit. You're not allowed to take from it. It's cheres, it's a piece of it. Don't break off a piece of a broken keli to do something with it. If you've got a keli which is slightly broken, don't take some of it off because by this you're actually creating a new keli which is also. So kli sheni sere, you've got a vessel which is damaged. Don't peel some of it off. Don't break some of it off. It's talking about China, but don't break some of it off. Lechasis boy, to use it as a keli to cover something with it, or lismach boy, or to use it for any other purpose, in fact. You're not allowed to take some of it off. Now comes the football Shulchan Aruch. Football Shulchan Aruch. Seif Mem Hei. Also, lischok b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov b'Kadur. It is also to play on Shabbos and Yom Tov with a ball. But the good news is that the Gemara comes to save us. V'yesh matirin. Oh, why not? What's the difference? Was that a square one?
What's the question?
He wants to know why nowadays balls are different. So I'm asking, what's the difference? Were they square? What's the difference?
Pardon, the
grass different or the
bull? Oh, so ask what he, what does, so okay, let's look into that.
Yeah, the bulls are
meat. Oh, very good. Who told you that? It's on Swell, you heard it. Good, good, very nice, very nice. So Rabbi Yisai, Shulchan Aruch says, also lischok b'Shabbos v'kadu, also lischok you have to play b'Shabbos on Shabbos v'yom tov, and on yom tov b'kadu with a bull. For Yesh Matir, the Ramos comes and says, some are Matir, but not Kulakul, and the minig is, certainly of teenage people to be Mekel. The Shaila is, what's exactly talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kufnun Zayin tells us and explains, Beinu shel niyah or shel etz. He's talking about wooden balls. Try that. Have you tried that? Have you tried that? I don't know if that worked. But Mishnah Berurah says, Bekadu beinu shel niyah or shel etz. He might not be hardwood, it's probably more like bamboo, I don't know exactly, something. Change him, kliolov mach moshur litzchuk boys. It's not really something to play with. It's not really a kli, and therefore it's mukta, says Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah disagrees, and he says no. Even that's fine. And the reason is because if it's been designated before Shabbos to play with, so obviously it's not mukta; it becomes a kli. So it could be it's not hard wood, but it probably soft wood. I don't exactly know. So I can imagine it with some, it's so Shulchan Aruch's opinion is it's mukta; it's not a kli. And the Ramah says, no, if that's what people use to play ball with, it's obviously fine. It's not mukta, it's fine. But Lemaisa, going back to your point, the poskim can say, what about contemporary balls? And they all disagree unanimously that there's no shaila at all because they're made for playing. So obviously it's a kli, so obviously it's mukta. He said, this is only talking about kadurim of the olden days, which probably were round, but they were made out of something which is not really a kli. So Shulchan Aruch has got a room to argue that it's also, but nowadays the contemporary balls, they are meant for playing, and Shlom Zalmantine and Avozna and all the poskim hold that it's mutter.
Would there be a problem of exercising
for adults or for children? No, because it's playing. For exercising, if it's not meant for exercise, it's normal. If that's what they play, so it's not exercise; it's a play. If a person does it for the exercise aspect, though, then once a week he goes and he exercises, and that's the way he exercises, then it's also. Then you're right; it would be also. But if it's a play, then it's muta. Okay, Seif Mem Vov. Yeah, I mean, that could be. That it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, and that could be. Yeah, it could be, but that's probably not mamash pure halacha. Yeah, I suppose it also depends what kind of setting it is and what kind of atmosphere it is. Yeah.
Because just a side question: is there a problem with something to do with
Harisha? Yes, there is mashve gumos. Yeah. No, so that's the Mishnah Berurah is matir lemaaseh. Bialoch is matir. That there's no mashvi gumos nowadays in our house. There's no mashvi gumos, so it's fine. But if you've got a house that is earthen or partially earthen, no, there's no mashvi gumos. Could be matir. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, see if I'm involved. Also, last is Tachas Atzilin Zera Toilon, also Nameshi. These are silkworms. People would put under the armpits, they would put silkworms, Shois Nameshi, which could create the silk. Mibnesha also betiltle because they are mukta. Silkworms are mukta. And also, for another reason as well, if you put the silkworms there, then you're going to be moilit b'chumo. You're going to encourage them to grow. You're increasing them. I don't know much about silkworms, but it looks like warmth and heat is good for their growth, and therefore it would be also to put silkworms in the armpits. Sif Mem Zayin tells us the Yeshayim said tell the beggar shatnas to carry to shatnas garment is also is muktzah. Yesh oisim le taltal beket shatnas, clothing is muktzah. Why is that?
Why sharpness jumper mukta? No use, absolutely. For yesh matir and some matir. Why are they matir? Pardon? Yeah, you can still use them for something. You can't wear them, but they still have some purpose. Yeah, Mishnah says that it's still called Shem Malbush, it's still a Keli. But a kind of fan that you blow the flies away from your face if they're bothering you, that's not mukta. It's a keli. Siv mem test tells us mechaptosh mechaptim b'makaka mutal taltim. That's a broom. Mechaptosh mechaptim b'makaka broomstick is mutal taltim. It's not mukta. Why? It's got use. It's not a keli, of course. And Siv nun tells us the Rashi mutal taltim artstolov b'shabbos. For that, artstolov is astrolov. That's something that you for astronomy. What's that called? A telescope. A telescope is not mukta. V'chein tzivrei ha-chochmois, and also other books of other wisdoms. Why is it different than adjusting your glasses?
Yeah, sorry.
Why is it different than adjusting your glasses? It's not mukta. The item itself is not mukta. He's probably talking about a very basic one, a very simple one that must have been around in the times of Shulchan Aruch. But v'chein and similarly, sifrei chochmos, books of all the wisdoms and sciences, amuta. But as Rambam is this topic, but Rambam, the Rambam, whilst he was very, as we know, the Rambam was very well, was very advanced in shah chochmos. And he advanced his studies in other chochmos as well, but he still felt that other chochmos books were potentially mukta. So interesting. So he was machme in this area, and he felt that they are potentially mukta. I'm moving on quickly to finish off Sefer Nalef and Sefer Nun Beis. Sefer Nalef tells us Mashemoyra Shois. What tells us the times? What tells us the times? Shkoren Horailus. Now this is talking about what's that called? That you put the sand goes through and it.
Timer.
Sand timer?
Sandial.
Okay, so the Bein Shushal Choil, whether it's out of earth, Bein Shushal Minachal, there's another made out of other items. Here's the Stapik Mutil Taltel. That's not poshut as to whether, it's not poshut as to whether it's mukta or not. Figure poshut aminig lesser, the Ramon says that this is mukta. It's mukta. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Kuf Samach Ches, in Kuf Samach Zayin, because it is, it's a bit like medida, like measuring. So if you've got, you know, a timer to tell us in 30 minutes or 1 minute or whatever it is, sand, what is it called?
A salt timer.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, so that is mukta because it's close to medida. You wouldn't be allowed to turn it over to tell us 30 seconds or a minute or 5 minutes. It's mukta. What about, pardon? Timing, how are you timing it? No, so that wouldn't you, medida shel mitzvah, it would be medida shel mitzvah. Kuchayla, I don't know. Not sure. Good shaila. The Mishnah Berurah says Kotan Kuf Samach Ches speaks about watches. His watch is mukta or not?
No.
No mukta. That's right. But he says clocks which are attached and affixed to the wall are mukta. Mishnah Berurah says Tashnu. He said is fine, but Zayge Shalonu is fine. But he says that any Wand Uhr, which is a German word, Wand Uhr means the wall clock, is mukta. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. And finally, Sif Nun Beis, Mukta Lashir Mava Mukta, if something is Mukta for one, something is Mukta for one particular, for rich people, for one particular people, Afila Nim and Metaltanim, it's Mukta for everybody else as well. So if something is Mukta for some people, it's Mukta for others as well. Mishnah Berurah right, okay, that's it for tonight. Okay, good evening, Abba Yisrael. I wish you all a very, very good Yontif. And Bezer Hashem, Isu Chakshi, as usual. Bezer Hashem, Isu Bachshem. I wish you a very, very good Yontif. We should be happy to get Kabbalah Satoya together.